Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone with us this morning, being socially distanced, safe, and responsible, is Jeff Wilson from Severn Valley Baptist Church for Faithful Friday. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you so much for taking the time to get here with us. For those who don't realize what we're doing, we started doing this a couple of weeks back, inviting in folks from the worship community to let us know how their churches are handling what's going on, how are they being socially distant, yet still being a congregation, and ending with a little word of prayer. So thanks for taking the time to do this.
I'm glad to do that.
So how is Severn Valley handling things right now? How can folks still be involved in the church community with you guys?
Well, this whole thing has been a shock to our whole entire nation, and especially so to the church community. We're doing church much differently than we have. I've been in ministry for 38 years, and so I've got a little bit of experience in this, and we literally have had to rethink how we do church. So we've kind of focused in on four specific things that we're focused in on. The first is worship. And obviously, since we can't meet together, we have moved everything that we do to doing it online. We also have the great ability to be able to broadcast on cable TV. So we're doing it through cable TV on two different channels. We're also doing it online through YouTube and Facebook, and then also through Quixie radio station. We're able to broadcast our services there as well. So that's one thing. And then another way that we've changed is through our small groups. This is our second focus that we've really focused in on. And again, since we can't meet together physically, we've moved 35 of our small groups to virtual small groups using different platforms like Zoom and Facebook Live and Google Groups. The third thing is through prayer, and so we've enhanced what we were doing through prayer. We've created a prayer calendar that we're sending out to our church weekly, and then there's a prayer that comes out every day that we use through social media, and we also now have the ability for people to send prayer requests in, either via a telephone number, a text, or through an email to us. And then lastly, and probably is the most difficult thing so far that we found, is focusing on serving. We've been reaching out to our community and to our church and just asking them what your needs are and how we can go about meeting those needs. And it's difficult in that we can't gather together as a church to go out and meet a need. All of this has to be done with social distancing in mind, and that's what makes it the most difficult, is if we can't rally together as a church, we have to rally together as a church individually to go out and meet needs. And that's the difficult part of that process.
We really appreciate all the efforts of your church, as well as all the others in the area that are still trying to meet people's needs and help them practice their faith. And if you don't mind, could you wrap up with a word of prayer this morning?
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. Father, we come to you this morning, and we know that your word says that all things work together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And Father, when you say all things, you mean everything, even a crisis, a pandemic like we're experiencing right now. And so, Father, we wait with an anticipation and expectation, knowing that you are doing a work in us, and you're also doing a work through us. And we can't wait to see what is going to be accomplished through this, but also the many blessings that we have in store for us because of our faithfulness to you. And we ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you very much. It's Jeff Wilson from Severn Valley Baptist Church. We appreciate you this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate you very, very much. Have a blessed day.